I wish I had my drum set in the studio. I'd play along with that just for the heck of it. Like in the old days in the garage band, when we couldn't afford equipment, when we got older and could afford equipment, we couldn't take the time to have a band, sad. Well, unless we were the Beatles, Rolling Stones, and any number of other big bands that have made their mark in our musical history. Nolan Findlay makes his mark all the time in the newspaper. If without Nolan Findlay writing and being the editorial page editor of the Detroit News, get really my boss for my measly little Monday column, Out of My Mind on a Monday Morning from Bob Talbert days. I think I just got a note from Lynn Talbert. That Lynn Talbert, Bob's wife. What a lovely note, Lynn. God bless you. I've got to call you and thank you for that. But be that as it may, we wouldn't know that I'm about to introduce a guy who has more incandescent light bulbs stored in his basement than maybe anyone in the country, and has already announced with his very, very old, rusty pickup truck that he would like to be taken to his own funeral in the back of that truck. Nolan Findlay is the man. Nolan, Paul, who knew? Who knew?
I got the Fort Knox light bulbs. I was so resentful when they phased out the old-style light bulbs in favor of those twisty models that I went out and bought up, I think, every light bulb within a five-mile radius.
And whichever ones you did not buy, Frank Beckman, may he rest in peace, bought, because he was on the same page with you.
He probably bequeathed them to somebody. I think they're worth their weight in gold, and that's all I use. I believe I've got enough to carry me right on to the end. But we'll see.
There's nothing wrong with the new light bulbs. They last longer. They're a good bright light. What's the matter? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I didn't like it when the government told us we had to do it. I don't like it when the government tells us anything.
I don't like the government telling me what I can put in my socket. And I think they were a lot more expensive. I mean, these incandescent bulbs I've got stacked up hardly cost anything.
Well, you got to be careful.
You take those bulbs to
Detroit Edison,
and they give you new bulbs for free.
It's so funny. It's so funny you say that, because in Monroe, it was a big deal. I love doing it with my mother, Sweet Marie. We would go to the Detroit Edison office, the building. You'd give them a bag of light bulbs that had burned out. They will pour them into this little chute, and then the bottom would fall out of the chute, and the bulbs would disappear underneath, and they'd hand us all brand new light bulbs. I remember that it happened yesterday.
Now you go to Home Depot, and you're paying $20 for a stinking light bulb.
Well, but I do think they're pretty good light bulbs, and I do think they last a long time. Seems to me they last a longer
time. That's probably true, Paul. My point was, they're doing the same thing. They're fixing to do the same thing with pickup trucks, and I've always only driven pickup trucks. And like you said, I've got a rusty one on my farm in Kentucky, and I got a newer model here that I drive every day, and I don't want to be, I don't want to be without a truck. And, I think as the fleet electrifies, you're already hearing complaints and pushback from the environmentalists and safety advocates that the electric pickup trucks are too heavy. They're going to be too dangerous on the roads, and that their batteries can.
Well, then don't make them electric. Keep them internal combustion engines. For God's sakes.
Exactly.
I don't
like being told, what we can do, what we can't do in every aspect of our lives by federal regulators.
People used to buy pickup trucks when they knew they would never use a pickup truck to be a pickup truck. They just wanted a pickup truck.
That's right.
It's like buying off-road vehicles and never going off-road.
No,
you have every right to do that. You have a right to do that.
Exactly. It's not what you everybody always asks me, what do you need a big pickup truck for? And I drive a big one. And I said, I don't need one at all. I want one. And You know, that's the benefit of living here and not Russia.
Again, back to Frank Beckman, he drove a huge pickup truck to the point of where, since I got in earlier than he did, generally, I was always worried he was going to hit my car when he parked that pickup truck. It was a massive pickup truck. I think he got away from him later in life. I think he maybe realized this thing is too big. Anyway, you know what I like? I like many things about you, Nolan Findlay. Certainly what you write, how you think, always. And you're never far from your Kentucky roots. You still have the farm in Kentucky. You still love bourbon. And you're the only guy I know who says they're fixing to do away with pickup trucks.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I haven't heard anyone say that since you. But meanwhile, let's talk a little bit. Am I overreacting saying that Mayor Mike Duggan is unbelievably good at giving a state of the... How can the music be starting already? We just started talking.
Oh, come on.
Mike Duggan did a great job last night. Didn't the mayor do a great job?
He did, you know, and he's practicing his stump speech for his gubernatorial run. I think that's where this is headed.
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. What?
Yeah.
You think for sure he's going to run for governor?
I'm pretty convinced, and I think he doesn't deny it. We talked to him, you know, for a Detroit Public Television special aired last week. You know, he said he'll tell us this summer whether he's going to run or not.
You see, he's not term limited as mayor, is he?
No, there is no term limit.
But the governor is term limited.
Yep.
For two terms.
Opening in 2026, that I would expect his name to be on that Democratic ballot.
Well, I think he'd be a great governor. He'd be a great anything. It's kind of like Candace Miller. She would have been a great anything.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? And I
can
only imagine. And I'd say the same thing for Mike Duggan. Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. I think he's very good. All right. Well, we're out of time, Nolan. I don't run this thing. It's just I do what I'm told. Thank you for being with us. We'll be looking for you in the Detroit News, my friend.
Happy birthday, brother.
Oh, thank you very much, Nolan. Nolan Findlay, Detroit News, WJR.